It's 96 degrees with a heat advisory in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Children at Byers Dowdy Elementary School in Lebanon might have seen an unusual sight in the schoolyard today. The remains of an aircraft that crash-landed in the grass late yesterday. News Channel 5 reports the plane took off from Lebanon Municipal Airport, but made it less than a mile and a half before declaring an emergency. The pilot was able to land in an open area of the school's grounds and walked away without requiring hospitalization. Some students were on site at an aftercare program. They were not near the playground when the plane touched down. Multiple law enforcement and emergency management agencies responded. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate the incident. Classes at Byers Dowdy Elementary were continuing as normal today. Free diapers, car seats, and cribs were just a few items offered to families at a community event in North Nashville this morning. 500 people signed up before organizers had to close registration. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris says it reflects a great need for help.
Mental Health Cooperative partnered with Mother to Mother to provide families with free resources. Lavinia C. came with her daughter and granddaughters.
My daughter called and asked me, Mama, would you like to come to the event to receive some blessings? And I said, yes, ma'am. So she brought me out, and this is like our 10th time coming to events and stuff.
She has 5 grandchildren and says she came to the event hoping to get a gift that would help one of her youngest learn to walk.
I came to get a walker because my grandson, he's 1 year old and he's not able to set up and he's not able to walk and he has delay in development. So I saw this little push toy to kind of help him out a little bit, which was a blessing for me.
This is the event's 2nd year. And Sean Womack, the facility administrator at Mental Health Cooperative, says about 100 more people signed up this year than in 2025.
We didn't quite know what to expect last year when we initially held the first event, and we had far more people here than anticipated. And so it's been nice that even more folks will be able to get those resources this year.
Anyone could sign up, and there was no income verification. Second Harvest and Metro Action Head Start were among the groups offering resources. There were also mental health services for families struggling with the demands of a newborn or toddler.